but there are so many musical celebrity birthdays today.
Oh yeah, like who?
There's Stevie Nicks, Lauryn Hill, Miles Davis, Lenny Kravitz, Levon Helm, and Peggy Lee, to name a few.
That is impressive, but Leprechaun and I already have something planned for today's show.
That's right, Keanu Reeves' favorite segment.
Well, I wouldn't want to disappoint Keanu.
Darn tootin', so let's get to it.
As you wish. Alex the Computer, will you please start today's show?
Welcome, listeners, to Ishvan's Imaginary Podcast. Today's show starts in
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Yeah, it's a podcast. Another podcast, Ishvan's Imaginary Podcast. Ishvan's Imaginary Podcast. Ishvan's Imaginary Podcast.
Woo! Hello, guys, and welcome to today's podcast.
Yeah, hi everyone! I hope you're all feeling as great as me today.
And why exactly are you so chipper?
Because I'm off from school, and summer vacation is just around the corner.
Yes. All right, let me ask. Does anyone out there have fun summer plans? Are you going on vacation? Are you going to the pool? Toby, what are you going to do?
One thing we are doing for sure is going to Six Flags Hurricane Harbor.
Can I go too, please?
Well, I was saving this as a surprise, but my dad got us the Prestige Pass. And that means you get Bring a Friend tickets, too. So, guess what friend I'm bringing?
Oh, thank you, boy. Did you hear that, Ishvan? Do you have a bathing suit I can borrow?
Well, I don't know. I don't think any of mine will fit you. We can go shopping and get you one of your own.
Oh, that's great. Thank you. I can't wait.
Yeah, I've got it all planned out. First, we go to Bahama Mama and Bubba Tubba.
What's that?
Only a 6-story splashy twisty course to raft down. Oh, cool. Then we go to Paradise Plunge and Riptide.
What's that?
Paradise for daredevils, anyone?
But I'm a daredevil.
I know.
I always say I'm a daredevil.
I know. That's why we're going. I knew you'd like that one.
Oh, wow. What's next?
Surf Rider.
Oh, is that where you simulate surfing in place?
Yes, it is. I want to try to do it, so we might have to spend some extra time there. Then, because we'll probably be tired, we'll go to Castaway Creek, which is like a lazy river.
Ooh, that sounds nice to me.
Yeah, it's a dad destination for sure.
Well, I am a dad.
And then, finally, the Piste de Resistance. We will head to... Tsunami Surge.
Tsunami Surge?
Yes. Where we will rush down the world's tallest water coaster. Leprechaun! He passed out!
Oh, get him some water.
Leprechaun!
No.
Are you okay?
I'm all right. Oh, my goodness.
Are you sure you're okay?
I'm fine. I sometimes lose consciousness when I'm overstimulated. But it's worth it. Because, Toby, this summer is going to be the best. Oh, thank you for inviting me on this wet and wild adventure.
You're welcome. You're not going to pass out on the slides, are you? Because I think you freak everybody out.
Yeah, really.
No, I'll be fine.
Yeah, I hope so, because it sounds like you guys are going to have a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah.
I hope everyone has fun plans like that this summer. But whatever you're doing, you might need a signature soundtrack summer jam to make things extra special.
Yes!
Yeah. So, Alex, can you please play My Summer Smash?
Of course. Here is Summertime, from Ishvan's album, Evie the Queen of the Insects.
In the summertime, we'll go outside. We'll play in the yard, when we'll slip and slide. Or take a trip to the beach. We'll bury our toes in the sand out of reach. In the summertime, we'll ride our bikes around the block and wave to people we like. Then go to the park and see a show. We'll see a favorite singer and we'll say, in the summertime, yeah, the summertime. In the summertime, yeah, the summertime.
In the summertime, we'll fly a kite, we'll sell lemonade as people pass by, then get ice cream from the ice cream man. We'll hear his song and run with money in our hand. In the summertime, we'll go explore the secret places of the grocery store and get lots of stuff for a picnic with our friends. We'll eat till we pop and hope summer never ends. In the summertime, yeah, the summertime. In the summertime, the summertime, in the summertime. In the summertime, the summertime, in the summertime.
Thank you, Alex.
Yeah, thanks, Alex. I love that song. Hey, Alex, do you have any fun summer plans?
No.
Oh, okay, well... let's think of some then, okay? Jeez.
All right. It's time. Let's not keep Keanu and all the other smart listeners waiting.
Waiting? Waiting for what?
Everyone's favorite news segment, of course.
You can't make this up.
Hot diggity dog. Wienermobiles put on a riveting race in Wiener 500 at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway.
In a down-to-the-wire race among the six iconic Wienermobiles that serve as goodwill ambassadors for Oscar Mayer, the hot dog on wheels representing the Southeast proved to be the big dog.
Yes, it made a dramatic pass of the Wienermobile from Chicago.
No, we were robbed!
Yes, it passed them right at the finish line to win the inaugural Wiener 500.
The Wienermobiles have been around since 1936 as a promotional vehicle and have traveled around the country logging around 20,000 miles annually.
Congrats to the Southeastern driver for the big victory.
Yes, but they're all big wieners to me.
Our next story takes us all the way to Iran, where a man balanced 96 spoons on his body to break his own world record.
Abu Fassi Saber Mokhtari originally set the record at 85 in 2021. And later broke it with 88 in 2023, and has now broke it a third time with 96 spoons.
The three-time record breaker said he has been sticking objects to his skin since he was a child.
I don't know. If you ask me, the guy's a little unstable. And finally, we head to Kentucky, where a mom is shocked after her son orders 70,000 dum-dum suckers from Amazon.
Holly LaFavors was a sticky mess when she found stacks of boxes containing lollipops on her front doorstep. The surprise delivery was ordered by her young son while he played on her phone.
He told me that he wanted to have a carnival, and he was ordering the dum-dums as prizes for his carnival, LaFavors said. Again, he was being friendly. He was being kind to his friends.
But then, she found out that 8 more cases from the order were unaccounted for. After a trip to the post office, those cases were returned to sender, she said.
Her efforts to get a refund took a bit more time, but she got her money back. After a long day of working with a bank and talking to a few news stations, Amazon called and said they were giving a refund.
Huh, good thing she got her money back.
Yeah, otherwise she'd feel like a real sucker. Back to you, Ishvan.
Thanks, guys.
You're welcome.
Ishvan, there is a call on the hotline. It's Lewis. Shall I put him through?
Yeah. I hope nothing's wrong. Hello?
Hello, everyone. I'm sorry to interrupt, but I have good news and bad news. What would you like to hear first?
Oh, always bad news first.
All right, bad news it is. Toby, I didn't get the prestige passes for the water park.
What? Why not?
It just didn't make sense. Because the good news is I got a season passes, so we can go as many times as you like.
Oh my gosh!
What was that?
Nothing. Leprechaun just passed out. He'll be fine. Thank you, Dad. This is so awesome. You are making dreams come true.
All right, that's what I like to hear. You're very welcome. Okay, I gotta go find my bathing suit. Bye, you guys.
Hi, Lewis. Thank you for calling and for making dreams come true. Wow, you guys are going to have the best summer, and I hope everyone out there is going to have an awesome summer too, and spend it with us as well. You can start by joining us right back here in 2 weeks' time for the next episode of Ishvan's Imaginary Podcast. But until then, I am Ishvan.
I'm Inner Tube Toby.
I'm Alex the Computer.
And I'm Monsoon Lagoon Leprechaun.
Goodbye. It's only gonna be for a little while. Goodbye. Until we play again and make a bunch of new friends. Goodbye. You're invited too, so could you give us a smile? Goodbye. Now keep that all in mind and time will fly. And